Yep, it's on.
Lord, let us pray. Our most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to forgive us when we fall short at, Lord. Lord, we ask you that everything we do today be in accordance with your will for the betterment of this county. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the meeting. If you want to speak, please come to the podium and state your name and all for the record. That'd help us keep a good account of who's here and what needs to be talked about and what has been said. Need approval of the minutes for
4/16
workshop.
Motion.
Motion by David, second by Mark. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried. All opposed, same sign. Alright, the regular Board of County Commissioners meeting of 4/17/20.
Motion.
Motion. Was that Daniel or Mark?
Daniel.
Motion by Daniel, second by
David.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion carried. Need approval of the vouchers.
Motion.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Any Constitution officers here would like to speak? Is Red Hodge in the building?
We spoke to him yesterday, and I think he was going to hold off on coming.
Ms. Frierson, okay, Sheila, Catherine Van Arm. There we go. Hey. Huh? Well, I'm rolling right on through here now.
Who is?
I don't have much to mention, but I have just a couple of things. Everyone has should have gotten a flyer, and I have extras if you need it. We're going to have a community youth update, and it's in regards to some things that are happening with our youth. We got some recent data on Dixie County on where we sit with our middle school girls using inhalants. So we're right now sitting number three. So we have a meeting on that day. We have some people come from Jacksonville. We have some of our local, the sheriff, the chief of police, and some other people. We invite you to come to talk about ways that we can help to do better with our youth in this situation. So wanted to give you a copy of this. We now included, just to let you know, a brochure includes all the recovery classes throughout the county, regardless if they are sponsored through the Anti-Drug Coalition or through another organization, so we've got that available. One quick thing, and I don't know whether Verna went to make a copy, didn't she? She did. The state of Florida contacted me this week because we've had some incident with overdose and death recently in our community. They now are willing to provide three freestanding dispensers that could be placed on the outside of buildings. I've already got like eight businesses through on US 19 that are asking for them. Didn't know if I've spoken to City Hall and they're supposed to get back to me as to whether they want to put one. Okay, PJ Hope's church has asked for one to sit right there in the center of his location. So I didn't know if you wanted one that could sit somewhere on the courthouse, wherever you deem that it would be acceptable, or if you need to table it and discuss it. But I need to order it in the next 3 weeks to get them for free.
Tell us what it looks like.
You know how you see vending machines? You see?
I do.
Yeah.
What about
putting it like yours?
Right here, adjacent to the courthouse at the United Christian Service, right next door, right there.
Yeah.
I would love to have one, honestly.
Yeah, I think
we need one.
I think we need one.
Okay, well, it's like vending. It looks identical to your machine, except for it dispenses Narcan.
And it's free.
And the machines are free, and we maintain it all.
And Sheila, if we don't have one at Christian Center, I would recommend we get one from Christian Center.
Yeah.
Not at Christian. Okay, I'll have to ask permission from them if they.
I can't imagine them not wanting to do that because
somewhere near the court.
They do a lot. It's our building.
I would like.
That's our building.
We control that building. That's ours.
Huh?
Okay. It's not.
Can we have one at D-Track also? Have one done at D-Track also?
Absolutely. Let me tell you
Can we hold it down, please?
Here they are. Y'all can. We were going to start with Cross City, go to Steen Hatchie and Gina, and then go to Horseshoe, and then go to the Bonnie, to try to get these out.
Well, I'd like to put one at the First District Community Center. That's the hub in our area, and possibly one at the Garnto Springs Park.
Absolutely.
That's the two main traffic areas.
Just tell us how many y'all want.
Hammock store.
I'd like to get one for each of those locations.
And then we will we'll get them ordered, and we may need some help getting them to those locations. I'm not sure if
inmates... We can move. I know, man. We can move.
Yeah. We'll get on that truck. We'll deliver crackers and Narcan.
And I'm kind of grasping for straws. Does the sheriff know about this also?
Yes. I met with them yesterday and talked to them. Yeah, about.
Because he might know a good location.
Yeah, we're trying to put them in what we consider a high target areas where.
Like Darren, he might
where
know.
Where Darren and them have to go quite often to pick people up or assist people. And, you know, we don't want any accidental exposure like we've had. Where it causes a death, and so that's what we're just trying to.
I would definitely.
Have no judgment.
I would say the store in the hammock would be a good place to put one.
Yeah. If somebody wants to help me make
get a count
with Barbie with some locations that y'all want, because I can get as many as we want, we can have them available for every location.
Swanee Garden, that's for sure. Right in the shuttle.
Anywhere in District 2.
What do you need? Just 110 power.
No, so a lot of them are gravity fed.
Oh, really?
You don't even have to have electricity. So it depends on the ones you pick.
Make sure it's hold it down somewhere. Sure.
Yeah. What about hometown? A kid goes up there and gets something out of it, thinking it's candy. There's nothing that's going to hurt that youngin', is it?
I can say that as a nurse, but we have a doctor here. But Narcan is now over the counter. You can pick it up at Cheek's right next to the aspirin is Narcan. It's over the counter, and the dose that you would give, the 4 milligram dose, would be the same that you would give to a child. Is that correct? Yeah.
But what if the child doesn't need it, is what I'm saying. Because
when they get it?
There's a difference between a controlled environment and a non-controlled environment.
It's the same. If a child got it, it would probably make them sick. I think some of them get sick, or does it even affect?
The only time they get sick is if they're using an opiate and you give it to them and you give it to them fast.
Then they'll get sick.
But we got to remember this is an uncontrolled environment where these machines.
They were uncontrolled environments, that's right. Hopefully, there are some of those machines that they have to dial and do stuff to get one. So that might be what we want to select for the areas. The other things are actually go on the wall. They could be placed in the bathrooms, in here, on the wall, where they could be accessed. So
and higher up.
Higher up.
Right.
But I mean, that's what I've... The dosage is not
good. So if y'all will just get with me and tell me how many you want and where you want them, then we'll make a list and I'll get them to her.
Get them to me and we'll get them. Thank you for partnering with us on this.
Well, we appreciate everything you do to keep the public educated on what's going on and all the stuff that y'all do. Y'all
do
a great job.
We want you to be safe and like that. So, yeah. And...
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hill.
Ms. Kay here? Mr. Greg Rainey?
Morning, board. I just have a few updates. Mainly on the fire new fire stations, Fire Station 6 in Horseshoe Beach. We got all the information on the survey, on the water line there in, at the plant. As far as surveying goes, we're finalizing those plans for that line extension and the permit application. Hope to have those done this week and then send those to the county and the town for review. The town will have to sign that application because it's their utility. Go ahead and get that submitted to DEP with that line extension. The building plans are complete. The site plans are, we'll just put the final touches on those, and then we'll also be sending those to the county and Darren and his staff for final review and approval to advertise.
Are they still putting in a regular well at that location?
No, sir. So we're working on a line extension.
Well, won't it be a lot cheaper just put regular water in a fire truck instead of paying for treated water?
Not necessarily.
No, paying for the water, period. Not going to put a fire out. Oh, she's not charging you for tanker water. Yes, she was.
I'd rather charge everybody else. I'm just making sure.
But no, that's all I've got on Station 6. Station 3, we sent some information to Darren and his staff on the health pad layout and the details of that. We're going to discuss that after this meeting. As soon as we finish that up, get the foundation design completed, that one will be ready to go. Building plans are complete there as well, other than the electrical information needed from the helipad. Should be, as soon as we get those details worked out with Darren, we should be ready in the next week or two to bid Station 3 out. Station 2, the permitting project there for the one in Old Town, we've got the survey scheduled, so as soon as we get the survey done, we'll be able to start looking into that in a little bit more detail, and in the meantime, we're just gathering information from the town, none of that the electrical layout as well. So the last thing I have is we're still working with the contractor on the CDPG 95th and 97th on reducing that scope. We've been mainly working with CDPG on the documents needed to actually award that contract. So we think we've got them pretty well satisfied, and then we'll be working on the, it'll actually be a change order to reduce that scope for the contractor and bring that into the grant fund. So other than that, that's all I have, unless y'all have any questions for me.
Appreciate you.
Thanks very much.
Mr. John?
Morning, Mr. Chair. Mark, just a couple of quick updates. The contractor started working on house chairs on
yes,
Monday.
Yes,
yes.
Yay!
So there's that. We were at a DOT symposium up in Live Oak a couple days ago. I had some conversations about getting the Cow Creek Bridge fixed up. So stay tuned on that.
Getting closer.
We're getting there. So other than that, unless you have something for me, that's really the only updates I have.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to deviate from the agenda just a little bit. I was up there trying to lay out some site for RVs at the Garto Springs site yesterday evening and noticed that we had several dead trees hanging over the dock and over the parking area. So I had Mr. Hank Williams to go up and assess the situation this morning. I know he's got to go to work. I just see him break through the door, so I'd like him to give us a report. So we need to get something done on this before the weekend because it's going to be full of people.
Kids.
Yeah. Some over the dock and over the parking area. And we lost an employee with a tree limb that looked way better than this. Yes, sir. That's the one that made you be in the right of way?
Yeah.
Yeah. That don't look good. There's one dead one in the pen area, there's one dead where the parking is, and there's two dead over the dock.
One dead and
Swanee in the right of way. think I told, made you aware of that.
You did. Thank you.
That's the one in 20, there.
Thank you, Spice. That check was on there this morning.
I don't know how the rest of the board feel, but what I told Hank, the ones on the, I'd like to get a quote on just sawing the ones off on the bank next to the spring to leave the roots there for control of the, help control the bank. The ones in the interior grinding those because we plan on making parking areas in there. And that we could stack those right there on Mama's property line right there, and then the county can go haul it off when we get time. But that way we can get it not...
The only thing that comes to my mind right off is Pawnee River Water Management.
Yep, I was thinking the same
thing. This is back out of the 75-foot range of the river.
As long as we're not having to worry about getting permits from them, because that...
It's not on the river bank, but this is, even if we had to, this is endangering somebody's life. So this, they would...
Said to me... Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Is this number for all the trees?
Yeah, for every tree there.
Swanee included.
And that's
the
dot.
The Swanee one, that's not in there.
More. Let me have some.
But this one, the Swanee right there.
I thought the light company, they go around it and say it was supposed to be light fires.
What I've seen light companies doing here lately is they'll go in there and they'll cut it just below the wire.
They will.
And leave that stub sticking
out. Keep sticking out of, yep.
It's what they've been doing here lately. And we still got to go down there after. But I mean, that's a good thought. We could try that. But I mean, even the ones at the roll-off site there in the first district at the rock pit, they came out of the trees. And I told them was bad and they cut them off where they would not hit their line and left them sticking up.
You've done work for us in the past, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
yeah, so
he's a contractor for the county, and bid $9,950. So John, Shana, do this under our threshold, right?
That's what I was verifying, sir. I believe so. Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
You still got to have three quotes on it.
Sure you do.
What is the number we got if we can be below that we don't have to have a quote?
$35,000. But you have to have three quotes.
Irregardless.
If it's over $35,000, you have to...
This is not over $35,000.
You're not listening.
But it's still got to have three quotes.
Yes.
And then the board can choose.
But I mean, how do we handle when we got trees that's got to be taken today or close to park?
County yard and tree growth.
That's touchy there with county yard and tree truck.
Get in there because of the fence?
Yeah.
Huh?
Did the truck get in there because of the fence?
It can't get to that one because it's not, I mean, we'd have to take the fence down, I guess.
How long do we have to advertise for the other two quotes?
We don't have to advertise. We can reach out to and just get three quotes.
Can you get that done today?
Probably.
And then y'all can pick and choose.
Well, I want it done.
I understand you want it done
before Saturday.
Saturday.
Well, I'll call them and see if they have time to come and look.
But, I mean, we should.
Even whenever we ask them, can they get this done before Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
We can do that also. And then we can make a motion to go with.
And if they can't, that might eliminate one, but they give me.
Right.
Just under 10,
So can't we just get somebody to...
Because the looks of these, I don't know if y'all have seen some of these trees.
They're bad.
Very bad. If a good one of the good limbs falls on
when he's young,
a grown man, it'll kill him. So...
And that being said, you may want to close the park until we get it done.
And This is a very, very good price.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Because you're looking at eight trees plus, that's 10 trees.
And you're grinding stumps on
cut them down all the way.
Except for two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the price. I agree that I think it's a good price, but, you know, we do need to keep
Well, let's do our due diligence. We got to get this rolling.
We need to get it done, but like I say, we should probably...
I pleaded with that man right there to get his equipment to get to move it off of another site to go take care of this job and go down there and check it out and bring it up here. We get the other quotes or whatever. If he's not cheapest, then that other one needs to be moving.
That needs to be in the criteria.
It doesn't even
it has to be done.
We don't have to pick the cheapest.
We can pick who we want to do it.
We have the discretion of the board.
Right. And they need
get the other quote.
Be licensed and insured.
Ready to get this.
And I know that Mr. Williams is licensed.
These people going to be there today. They was people there last night when I was there trying to look at the tree.
What Santa said is something.
And if somebody gets hurt, I don't want to have to live with that.
If we do not close the park, then our liability increases. It's a temporary closure, maintenance, close it, sue, if we can get it done before Saturday, close it overnight, Thursday and Friday, and back up running Saturday.
Boy, can you make a couple calls and get a couple quotes?
That's what he's doing right now.
Okay.
While we're on Garnsey Springs, too, I think it's on their radar, but the steps going down into the water, the boards are lifted. So when you walk down, you're walking down with the boards because they're floating. Mm. So, like I said, I know it's on their radar, but if you're going to close and work, maybe that would be a good time to get that done, too.
Mm-hmm. But you would want it closed even while Hank's in, or excuse me, Mr. Williams in there doing his work. Because you don't want a tree to fall on somebody while he's out there working either.
Yeah, no,
exactly.
I'd block it off myself if y'all couldn't.
Understand. But I think a temporary closure would be...
Well, yesterday there was some people down there swimming and all that, but there was only one camper on site. So I was hoping to try to get this done before we had...
This is what I'm going to do. This, just my opinion, because honestly, me and this man was a pallbearer for one of our county employees that a tree fell on. And I'm going to make a motion to temporary close it, and it's going to be up to y'all to temporary get it back open. So, and we will be catching some slack on that. I know we will. Everyone, y'all know that's how serious it is.
Yep.
So, a motion to temporary closure until these trees are resolved.
Got a motion by Mark.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Now, I'm going to make another motion.
All opposed, same side, motion carried.
I'm going to make a motion to give John the authority, if he even needs it, because this is under his threshold, to go ahead and get this done.
Take it.
Divert all my phone calls to John.
Thank you by Mark. Thank you by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Nah.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you.
You welcome. When y'all going to get to go look at the tree in Swanton?
We're going to see if that fire company will come and do that. If not, we're going to be talking to you again.
Just let me know.
I will. Thank you.
Who was the second on that second motion?
Jamie.
Thank you.
Jamie. Don't go real far. Appreciate y'all, Mom. I mean, that's
really
fun. I couldn't sleep by
10 trees. 10 pretty good sized trees.
Yeah.
Alright, we can move on. Let me get back
to Miss Cindy has to be here. She's going to help today.
Yeah, Miss Cindy's not here.
Miss Cindy's not here. Swanee Sewer and Water.
They're good. I do want to say something about that. I had, actually, this happens to all of us quite a bit, but I had two meetings about, like, Miss Karen's going to bring up something, and I got something that day also. And actually, we got three things. We got the scholarship that afternoon, but it don't interfere. But I do want to thank Jamie, because I called Jamie didn't give him much time. And Jamie went to Swanee and attended that Water and Sewer Board last month for me, and I do appreciate that.
And I'm going to tell you, I heard nightmares on it, but I'm going to tell you, they got it together. I told Mark, anytime... I'll go down there anytime. It was professional. They doing a great job.
Believe me, I heard him anytime.
I heard
him. That's the first thing he said when he got back.
I like that. I think Steve's working on some paperwork, ain't Leon? Stevie's not here. Tim, you got anything?
Sure.
Yeah.
Here.
Monk's here.
Monk, I'm sorry, let me back up. I didn't see him for the post. All I like to see was Ryan's big head. Monk, you got anything? I'll be cutting shit. I apologize, sir.
That's all right.
We need to cut up. We need to get a post out of here.
We need to do something with about the rock. Now we have dug out there, no more rock.
Yes, we have.
Have we got a quote from getting rock delivered?
I don't.
We need to give John some direction. John, do you have any ideas?
There's a couple places up where I'm looking into. There's a 40-acre tract there before we get between Spillers Highway and Skyline Heights that Ronnie Williams used to own. He sold it, but I'm going to check on that. And there's another 15 acres across the road I'm going to look into.
Have you checked on getting prices of it being delivered?
No, sir. But
I would like for you to do that also, because not only are we going to have to buy some land to dig rock on, the rock crusher's shot too, isn't it? We're fitting out to drop a bunch of money, and depending on what we can get it delivered, most of the counties is buying rock, not mining it, because they figured out they can buy it cheaper than they can mine it themselves, paying the mining fees and all the license and everything that's got to go along with that and the upkeep. And we're short in that road department. We can use those people if we do go to buying rock in other areas in that department, and they're going to lose nobody. Is that fair to say?
And he is this rock bit around here that Mickey Johnson, the home of San Diego, was digging out of. Said he sold out, he's not, so y'all might get with Mickey.
Good idea. Mark, you did one time look at some rock prices.
Well, when I was last summer, I was doing some helping some folks over in Trenton. They were hauling the rock from Newberry at $350 there. Ask them what
to
be the Crown City.
Hello. Well, we get ours from Denali.
Exactly.
A
lot
closer.
How much is yours?
I'll go there and pick it up in my truck. And it, I forget what it is a ton, but it works out about $100-something a load.
That's 102 square miles. It goes all over the county.
From my place on that north end of the county to that mine ain't but like 19 miles one way. And it ain't, it's closer to go to Brantford than it is to come to Charles City.
What you're saying is, where would we stockpile it?
Right.
If we was hauling rock, we could put it in strategic locations where it would be used. You could have a place to stockpile in Swanee, Horseshoe, Gina, the Old Town Hammock area, the county yard. We've got properties in all those places. We could actually have the rock delivered where we need the rock and not have to truck it so far.
And we could give our employees arms. We can arm them. And at night time, they can guard it.
They can guard it.
Yeah, because they're going to definitely need it.
But don't. I would not.
Let one of them good cameras up there to hook to your cell phone. You can solve that pretty quick.
Is there enough room?
Mark could get arrested right out the gate.
I bet I would.
Is there enough room we can stockpile at the dump site?
Yep.
I mean, it's a locked area that we have, just saying.
And we got one at all those locations.
Yep, exactly.
There's some options there, but I'd like for John to start looking into this and seeing what is our best option. Efficient option, because we all know budget's coming up and we all know budget's tight, right, Brenda? So,
but like I said, I mean, we've got to factor in the upkeep of them two tricos, and we're going to have to do that day buy another rock crusher.
There's a lot to be looked at on that.
Versus having that delivered.
But just make sure y'all don't do away with that mining permit, because when you get rid of it, you won't ever get it back.
That's right. Good point.
If the man was out there last week, and he now that last Friday weren't his last day, he'd have red tagged that crusher.
He'd done what?
He would have red tagged the crusher, but he would have retired Friday, so that was on Wednesday.
He didn't want to fill out the paperwork.
When we move on that mining license, don't we have to get a different one issued when we go to a different place?
Now, we went to a different place and dug and then hauled
it. I mean, they keep reissuing it because we've had a license in the past.
Yes,
I mean,
yeah.
It ain't like you can't, if you let it go, you can't get one back.
If
but
you,
every time you move to another location, you have to apply for another license for that area.
Just a permit for that certain spot.
Yeah.
About like drilling a well, I have to get a permit for that parcel of land. Same, you've got to get the permit for that parcel of land to dig on. But if you do away with your big license, then you can't. It's a whole lot different.
I'd like for you and John to work on this and see what y'all can get for us and look at both avenues. Some land, rock crusher side of it, put all of our numbers together, and I think Jody's going to be right. It's going to be cheaper to buy it.
But I mean, most. All the other counties, they is, other than us, pretty much. So, even the Andersons, with their big operation, they quit mining their own rock and went to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
That says something right there out the gate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It will be cheaper.
Anything else?
I'm just saying, do not get rid of it.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you, Monk.
Get rid of your mind.
Mr. Tim?
Didn't we get some money here a while back, a year or so ago, about for the power and Swan? I mean, Gina down there at the site down there. I'd like to know where we at on that.
Oh,
I can't get an answer. I want to know.
Well, last time I counts, I had they were getting the right-of-way squared out because I had signed papers from the Crossbar Sand Pit going in there.
Right.
And I don't know if all that's been done.
I
don't know. I mean, it was a pretty substantial sum, but we didn't get no money to do that. We talked about trying to find the money.
I thought that money out of that metal after that storm, I thought we got a big lump sum for that to put that in.
Well, you find out that a lot of times that looks like, well, that money from that auction was go to fix some of that stuff at the county yard, and we had the auction and ain't nothing been fixed. It just gets, we get, the county is so short, we spend that money trying to keep us afloat.
Are we going to do it or we ain't going
to? I'm going
to leave.
I mean,
that's what I
want
to do.
We need to do it.
We got two that are set down and get feet up by yellow flies, sand flies, whatever it flies along there they get eat up by.
Definitely needs to be done.
Yes, it does.
It was about $18,000, I believe it was.
It was
$18,000 to $20,000.
Got the money to do it?
Well, me personally.
We made a motion to do it.
I thought we did too.
Then he.
Well, me personally, with the current budget we got, I wanted to look into us trying to set up some of these sites like they do the unmanned sites and get everything, all the main stuff going to the roll-off site and not going to these small sites where we ain't having to send the dozer out there to do the burning. We ain't having to do all that stuff and have it set up like most of all the other counties where they just carry the household garbage into these outer sites.
Basically getting rid of the commercial stuff going in there.
Correct. No metal, no tree debris and all that. That headache.
You can trust the people to do it.
Get it out there.
Do what they want to if nobody's manning it.
And then that's going to save the county a lot of money, save you a lot of headache by having to run around and clean these sites up and get everything coming to the main facility where it can be weighed and controlled like it's supposed to be.
If it's unmanned, they're going to drop what they want to.
Yes, it's true.
It's going to be bad. What do you think, Mark?
Do
what? Yeah, it's going to create a mess down on that coast.
It will.
Well, I've heard time and time again we talk about doing that they're going to have roads, the garbage all over the roads. Well, folks, we got more garbage side our roads than the other counties now. We got a dump site every 16 miles. These other counties, it is enforcement. To get them roads cleaned up, you make a couple of cases or knock on a few doors, they'll quit throwing inside that road. If they get trash in the Gulf, you make some cases, they'll quit trashing it. But until we make a stand and make them accountable, they're going to keep throwing inside that road. And most of the trash, David, I hate to say it, is us. You go to our roll-off site and go past it the other way, ain't no garbage. You come from that roll-off site back towards his site, the ditch is full. And it's blowing off the top of that truck because it's laid loading it and it's getting scattered. And we're scattering it with our truck, bringing it to the site.
Every day.
I don't know about that.
Well, you go and look at it.
That thing got a top door and it closes. I disagree with
You can go right now up there to the first district to the Rock Pit roll-off site, drive from Rock Pit back this way, and then drive from Rock Pit towards Two Sisters. And just tell me what the difference is.
I mean, I've seen people going down the road just throw their garbage outside the road. I mean,
I understand that. But if you're going to have garbage, if you're going to have garbage, it's going to be consistent. They throwing it out the window, it's going to be consistent. You ain't going to have it real heavy from one point to one point. And not playing the other way.
Well, every day, I have them pick up Lawson Road, Prison Road all the way to the highway, and it's people throwing it out.
Well, it's just like they smell like these sites. That's why they go in there at night. They in there after that metal because they want to set it. And the thing about it is they bring it out there away on all scales out there, knowing it's our metal if we can't say nothing to them about it.
that's another reason I was right to get it all moved to where it would be accountable and we could... The county wouldn't be losing so much money. Not only the metal, it's the copper wire and these motors and everything else.
I guess they got to make a living.
Well, we got to pay our bills, too.
I just want to know about the light.
Well, we've already made a motion.
I don't think that power to happen, though. Oh, them older men need
what? How much power does solar create? I mean, solar.
You can run it. You can set it up and do anything you want.
It's the upkeep that's going to be expensive.
It's more than running it down there?
I mean, it includes batteries that go bad, and those batteries are very, very expensive.
Lithium batteries aren't.
If you don't go bad, they're expensive. You might be on the cheaper end of it just by pulling the foot power in.
Well, that's the problem.
You done with it? $500 foot power in.
Okay. John, I'd like for you to look into how much the county would save by moving all that metal and stuff, wood debris and all that, to the county yard where Tim could control it. How much that would save the county on our upcoming budget if we didn't have all that junk going into those sites.
I'm going to say this. History repeats itself. Every daggum time it repeats itself. We've done that. We've done exactly what you're talking about. And, I know, it's for you. That's why I said history. That won't work. Daddy on the coastline, it will not work. Compactor would help, yes. But if you cut off your limb debris, you cut your metal off your coastline, you cut your mom and pop C&Ds off, I'm telling you, it winds
How
up
How far is it from the coastline to the crawfish?
Are you going to haul a two before from Swanee to... No, nobody is.
Well, I put it like, yes, I have followed vehicles and trailers that hauls two before from Gainesville all the way to Swanee and Horseshoe because they pressure treat it because they don't kick it, and they put it in them C&D dumpsters and bring it back to us.
That's a different breed of people. That's the reason they voted for Joe Biden.
Well, my whole thing is if we had, a bucket truck, a grapple truck, where I could hire a man to go around these sites every week,
I thought we had a grapple truck.
You did, but you got the transmission tore out of it. Yep.
So what? I mean, they done it one time before, and it worked pretty good. Remember back
really
when
good.
Dynamite done it?
Yep.
It worked pretty good. The site stayed pretty clean.
Remember it well.
Also, had a man that was going around picking up the metal, weighing it, and hauling it, too. And it was budgeted. I don't know if it's ever been taken off, but it was a budgeted position, if I remember right. Because they were talking about when I first got on the board.
But that's all I had. I just want to know if we're going to need a fire or not.
So, your operation would run a lot smoother if everything went there on the big stuff.
We couldn't handle all of it. We're not set up to do that. There's just no way we could do it. I mean, they'd be lined up the GP out there, the Cross City Lumber, getting in line there every day trying to get in there. And you talk about bad people.
Mighty funny the other counties, Ken. Anything else? Leon?
I got one item that I need. board's approval to move forward with talking with legal. You know, we've had the discussion about code enforcement. We got to launch code enforcement. We got to get it off the ground. But you got two items right here. You have the code enforcement ordinance, but we need to go into the existing cars. We're not ready to bring the LDRs forward. There's some legislation coming down the pipeline that's going to affect many of those. And instead of waiting for that and putting everything else on hold, it's my opinion that we just amend the enforcement section and then launch code enforcement. That way we can go ahead and get it moving. I'm going to need that done here shortly. We're working on a project with the state, and we're going to have a pretty significant case here with the county.
So, if we, what, do we have the amendments? Do you have that for the LDRs that would support the code enforcement?
We have a rough draft, and we've been talking about it.
Don't that have to be advertised?
It does. I just need permission to move forward with it.
Motion to proceed.
Got a motion by Mark to proceed. Second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same side. Motion carried.
The second item that I had for you, it was trying to be explained to me because I was preparing for the agenda for Horseshoe Beach this evening. Jason and Scott, they were trying to tell me about a program that could possibly help the county, and I just finally said, stop. I'll just let you explain it to the board, and I'll turn that over to them and let them explain it to you.
Scott and I worked with Saving Ashes, and as y'all are aware, we're working with a few of the coastal communities in Dixie and Levy, but with our conversations with Kevin Guthrie and his staff over the last week or so, we're made aware of a program the state has that can either reduce or waive the local share of the 12.5% of the public service. It is just needs-based, based on damage, demographics, and financial duress. We are making applications for them that would be eligible for both Helene and for Hurricane Debbie, but Dixie County wouldn't meet the qualifications to apply. It's limited funding by the state, but in effect, if approved for a waiver, you'd have 100% funding of your FEMA public assistance damages. So just wanted to bring that to y'all's attention, and I can provide more information by email or
what do we got to do to get that moving?
There's some information I need, the information on project worksheets, the most recent approved budget, most recent financials, the rest of the demographics that I need from other databases as far as the population, the unemployment, the median income, median age, things like that. But I can supply an email maybe with a list of information that will be required so we can make the application.
Okay.
But if you can get that to the county manager's office, I think we can probably get that done.
Where do you want me to send it?
John.
All right.
I do have a question for you. And that was the fellow that he left out of here, and we talked right outside the door there. And it's, I know Elevate Florida, we've had many meetings. Y'all have had Elevate Florida meetings also. But we run into this, I ain't going to say a bunch, but we have run into this quite a few times. And the problem is if Mark Hatch had a house and he went there and elevated it, and he's not eligible for anything, recoup any of his things. If Daniel waited and Daniel was on the floorboard and then it picked up, they paid for that. Is there anything out there that you know of that would help these people recoup some of their money? Because they had to have a place to live. There ought to be some sort of hardship. They took it upon themselves to businesses is a really good example of that. Mm-hmm. Y'all got them in Horseshoe, we got them in Swanee, we got them in Gina. Yes, they had insurance money, but most of this stuff was above and beyond their insurance. Mm-hmm. But is there anything there that would help these people recoup some of their retirement that they spent for their business and or their residence? And I've run into walls on it. Leon's run into walls. I know Darren and them has too. But is there anything that you know of a rabbit hole we can go down and try to help some of these people recoup some of their hard-earned money that they're, it's just, it's, you know it. It's,
oh, yeah,
no, business.
It's very frustrating when you have insurance or when you're proactively trying to move forward or if you don't know if anything will be available later and all of a sudden something shows up.
Right.
You're not eligible for it because you went ahead and did the work.
Yep.
At the moment, I'm not aware of programs that would come in to basically refund.
Tax credit. I mean, honestly, if there was a tax credit there that, hey, you know, Jody done the right thing. He lifted his house. He provided for his family. He done the right thing because his family needed a place to stay.
The largest people that went out of pocket to actually proactively...
Say that again?
I think the largest unmet need or a large unmet need is the people that already went out of pocket to make repairs, not even knowing that that would preclude eligibility in the program that was coming. After Katrina in Mississippi, we did have a program, and I can't speak to what the state board do, and of course things were a little different. It was more Wild West. After Katrina, we did have a program that would reimburse up to $100,000 for work that people had done, whether they were insured or not, if it was out of pocket. We can continue to put ideas together, maybe to provide to our state reps, or to bring to Tallahassee, or to bring to FM. Everyone's aware of the need there. Right now, I don't know any program. I know that it's possible to have a program that does that. I'm just not aware of anything at the moment. But yeah, it's definitely something we continue to look for.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you for
and
any
John,
help.
I'll keep that up.
Thank you. Anything else, Leon? Appreciate you. Scotty?
Did you get with him, John, on that Melvin Cribbin issue?
I have not got Scotty yet, no.
We got a issue he needs to see you after the meeting about. Thank you.
Mr. Dare?
Those things are moving. today on the county manager's report is the opioid monies. The first year we got half on the anti-drug coalition machine. They got half. Last year the board gave us all of it to keep the community care medicine program going. I'm certain that the board wants to give them some. I don't know what split they want to do. I don't know what Ms. Markman is going to recommend. But we do understand that. As much as y'all can give us, we can use. And as much as y'all give them, I'm sure they can use. But that's coming up. Ms. Chana mentioned a few weeks ago about another pot of opioid money. It's around $800,000. It's actually been quite a while because we've been dealing with this for months now. That's a very specific amount of money. It's tied directly, almost directly to EMS for some projects. Some of those things myself, Chief Ferguson, and my medical director are not comfortable with based on our location, medical care, and facilities here. And we've been struggling trying to work through that with the LSF group. But that money is pretty well directly tied to EMS and medical care. And we think we've got some ideas. The money's running out, or the time frame is running out for this budget year. We had some conversation Friday. We come in, had a call. Wasn't expecting the answer, but before we go there, all of our LifePak monitors at $61,000 to $65,000 a piece are no longer serviceable. They're old. We started 2 years ago trying to replace them. We bought one. We got a grant, or we're hoping we get a grant through the State Department of Health this year to buy another one on a match grant. But in the process of that conversation, she discussed the fact that the money was there and was going to roll over, and if there were any needs, she could go ahead and apply. Since they were not able to move forward with the rest of the criteria, they would be happy to look at that. So I just casually mentioned we were trying to buy $500,000 worth of ambulances and $500,000 worth of monitors, and she said, well, we can buy the monitors. So it appears that they're going to give us $428,000 to get all of our monitors up to par, with the exception of one that we'll have to include in the loan when we buy the ambulances. But we're going to try to put two in there to at least get them up. But Chief Ferguson's already turned in the invoice requests, and we're waiting them to approve and cut the check, and then we'll order the monitors. I don't want to order until we get the money guaranteed. So it's a lot of money, but that's a good thing. We wasn't expecting it Friday. It's going to resolve a huge problem for us budgetarily. Puts us in state-of-the-art equipment. These monitors just this past year. So we're looking at a 10- to 20-year lifespan on. That's how old our stuff is. So, but these are expensive pieces of equipment. Every ambulance has to have one, and if it doesn't have one, you can't run it. So that's one of the things that we're forced to have. I just want to let the board know that's a pretty good chunk of money. The remainder of that will roll over into next year's budget, and hopefully we'll be able to get the contractual stuff in place, and we'll start into the usage of it, but that was unexpected. That's really all I have, gentlemen. That station went in yesterday. I know some of you were able to make it. Some of you were busy. I understand that. We always do. Hopefully y'all will forgive me for not mentioning you directly. It was a really busy day. They had their first call this morning. The station was staffed at 7:30 this morning.
Yeah.
While we were awaiting the board meeting to start, the first call went out. So it's there. It's right in the middle of our most populated area.
Yep.
It's a nice facility, and it will be a very big asset to this community. Our other station, I've been told, is about 4.5 to 6 weeks out. They're at the EOC. They have the walls painted, the ceiling tile grid is in. They're finishing up final stuff, tiles in, cabinets are supposed to be there today. So that station's coming really quickly. They're going to start site work and outside work, paving next week, I think. So you'll see some things happening there. The fencing's coming down today or tomorrow. It's coming along. That one will be coming. We're going to try to have something there as well, and I'll try my best to say something about it if y'all just forgive me a quick minute. But that's looking like it's probably going to be the middle of June. Chief Ferguson and I will both be busy in June and July. We've got about 4 weeks that we'll be out of town for different state meetings, so we'll have to squeeze it in. But that's all I have, gentlemen, unless y'all have something else with me.
No, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
That station is a extremely nice station.
Yeah.
And it's
very
historical, adding another ambulance to that.
Yep.
And as you said this morning, that probably hasn't been staffed 2 hours.
Yep.
And you already got called.
It's going to be our busiest
station. It's going to be a busy station. It's a very nice facility. Congratulations. I know y'all worked hard on that, and it looked really, really nice. The other thing I had was, a while back we have met with Family Medical Practice. I do know they've made some changes over there, and how is that looking?
You reminded me of something else. I'm sorry, I haven't heard anything about Family Medical Practice.
Can we follow up?
We have actually spoke about it a few weeks ago to try to reach back out. You spurred my thought on tomorrow morning with the Department of Health. I think y'all have all gotten that notification. But if not, I will publicly tell you. They are, we told you 10 months ago now, they're going back to the primary care organization here in Dixie County. I think there's one or two others in the state up in the rural areas, but the Department of Health doesn't provide day-to-day primary care in the State Department of Health buildings. They've done away with that. That's when the situation with FQHCs come up. Tomorrow morning, they will be introducing their new doctor, Dr. Abid Chaudhry from Miami, and their new nurse practitioner, and assuming starting tomorrow morning, they'll be providing day-to-day care. I know the original plan was 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, maybe Friday with a nurse practitioner, so I don't know the full layout. But anybody that can and will, it's great to stop by. I think it's at
8 to 10 or 9?
9:30 to 11:30.
So it would be great to stop by the Department of Health there and just say hello if you can. I know y'all are all busy like we are, but we intend to be there. Dr. Chaudhry is the same doctor that came here during the last hurricane with the medical hospital unit that we brought in. And he's very impressed with the situation here and very concerned about me. And he and I worked together trying to get some things going, and Natalie got involved, and this has happened on her end, and she's been able to put money there. So that is, that's happening in the morning. It will be a huge asset to this city. I don't know all the levels. I know they had dental back. They were working on some OBGYN. I don't know what happened there. They got the pediatric stuff from Shands. It's in the same, I think it's Shands in the same facility. We're moving towards some more specialty stuff, getting x-ray machines, things like that in. I don't know where they were. But they're going back to a primary care model in Dixie County because we don't have primary care for our citizens. We fought with that, you, I, everybody, Matt and myself, for the last 2 or 3 years. We've met the senators and representatives. It's coming, and that's happening. And there's other movement on the other stuff we've discussed. If you want to call me privately later, we can talk about that. But I don't want to make that too public just yet because it's not guaranteed. But I have not heard from them to answer your question. We will back out.
Yeah.
We discussed it a few weeks ago. It's been, these stations are keeping us more busy than we
need. Well, through the media stuff, I heard some positive about it over there. And we need all the medical attention we can get for our residents.
I promise you we're working.
One more thing. John, do you want to talk now about Mr. Stone or Dr. Stone? Do you want to? Because I would like to let Darren and them promote this through their stuff. And you want me to take the lead? Or you want to take
some? Have you, sir?
I got a phone call this past week, and the fellow's name is Chuck Stone. He's a doctor out of Gainesville. And this is Skin Cancer Awareness Month coming up, and he's offered to come over to our county, looks like the 24th?
Yes, sir, 24th of May.
24th of May. And we would like to do it at the health department if we could. But
library?
If not, we can do it at the library.
Okay.
But I'd like to do it, and he would too. Would love to do it there. And he's going to bring. He's going to come and do a free evaluation of as many as. And if he has to come back, he'll come back. And he's doing this free of charge. Just a little quick story about him. He was in Texas there on a hunting trip, and he seen a fellow come out of the store. The other man that he was with went inside the store. And he seen something on his neck. He said, "Sir, can I talk to you just for a second?" And he talked to him, and he said, told him who he was, dermatologist, skin cancer doctor for 30 years. Highly recommended doctor. And he looked at the man, told him, he said, "You got to get this checked out now." And he knew a doctor in San Antonio, and he went to the doctor, lined it up for him, called the doctor personally. The man went there to the doctor, said, "That man saved your life. In 6 months, you'd be dead." That's how serious skin cancer melanoma is. If I said that right, did I say it right?
What's melanoma?
Melanoma. Melanoma, yeah. You take that and go to sleep. So So my wife has that in the bathroom for me at nighttime sometimes. But anyway, he saved that man's life. For 6 months he's been dead. People walks around here all the time, skin, we short sleeve, some of us are. Some of us got bald heads. They get that stuff on top.
They only made a couple of perfect heads, the rest of them put hair on.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is the 24th, he's wanting to come over. We'll get some more logistics, but I'd love for you to put that out there on your stuff. You got a lot of foot traffic on your stuff. And
if we can get his information, John, if you have it, I can speak with Miss Natalie in the morning and see if she's willing to.
Right.
And then we can get it.
We'll have everything. You'll be locked and loaded for her in the morning. He's doing it free. I mean, literally, you can't get no cheaper than that. And he told me, he said, every time I do this, I save a life. And I've talked to him a couple of different times, and he's a good fella, highly recommended, and for him to come to our little county to do that. Now, the numbers, we'll get them numbers back of the patients he's seen. That will add to your stuff. And so anything we can do like that, I would love to get this board, the county behind this.
We try to. That's part of what we recommend in our medicine program. There's stuff set up all the time. The gentlemen from Shands that come in, we have some stuff set up. They have some mechanical issues, canceled if they move. But those things happen. Anything like this, like if you give me that information, we'll see if Ms. Natalie will host it. If not, we'll make it happen.
Right.
That's the only level of care we have for a lot of times.
Right. So, anyway, just I wanted to bring that up, and I know John was going to bring it up in his stuff, but while he was here, I wanted to go ahead and get that out there. But we'll get behind it. We'll get you locked and loaded on information you need, and we'll get the location, and we'll make this happen.
While we're there, one of the reasons I had to quit talking yesterday, just so the board knows, keep Mr. Golden in your prayers, our investigator. He's had his second surgery this week. He has some cancer issues. He had it about 10 years ago. It's come back. Chief Ferguson and I will probably be going over this afternoon to see him. I haven't seen him in a couple of days. But keep him in your prayers. He's still working. Every time his wife will let him get his computer back, he's reading plans. It's been pretty hard on them. So if you get a chance to go Shands 8220, we'd love to see you. We'll try to get over today. Thank you all, gentlemen.
Darren, we'll bring it out to the appellate department. I appreciate them bringing the primary care, the family care back to the county. We really needed that, but that brings something else to note. they're trying to fill holes in that department because the DEP is pulling, they're taking the Tech program away from the health department. It's moving to DEP. Leon, has Mr. Jones reached out to you on possibly working with, because from my understanding, they're going to move that office to Gainesville for your permits for your septic tank and all that, and you can't get nothing done over there now. And I would prefer to see that septic side of that come to y'all's department rather than having our citizens go to Gainesville and wait months to get permits and what have you.
We did have a conversation about him, you know, if he would entertain the idea, but he would basically become an accountant.
But, I mean, there is an avenue, I think the state is an avenue that we can take, the county can take that, rather than it go to DEP, if I'm correct on that, I believe. But anyway, that is coming up also. We need to be thinking about what we need to, how we're going to handle that issue. And that's part of the reason they're bringing those departments back to fill holes in there, because they're losing a lot of stuff there. But anyway, make sure they let them know that I damn sure appreciate them bringing it back.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Just need to make sure y'all didn't mean I have to go meet two tree companies at Garnto.
Okay. Ooh. Hey. Good. You ain't gone yet?
I'm waiting my turn.
Get me some bids.
Back it up a little bit, Steve. Did you have anything for us?
No, that's not for me.
Keep up the good work, sir.
Yes.
Miss Gail?
Hi, sir. I'm good today.
Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Holly?
I don't have anything today.
Appreciate you being here. Ms. Angie?
I don't have anything for me.
Thank you. Mr. John Jenkins?
All right, I've got a short one today.
Well, I was hoping to do it within an hour, but we're going to get it close if we keep rolling.
First one I got is requesting board decision on distribution $91,115 of monies for fiscal year 2026.
Didn't we do it half and half?
First year we split it between both, and then year two was given to EMS. I need direction on what to do.
We had, we did that, didn't we get some other money to give to them?
We ended up having to come up
with. Yeah, we could come up with $50,000.
Split it. Motion to split it. Got a motion by Daniel.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion carried.
Okay. All right, the next one is requesting board approval to extend the agreement between Dixie County and Matthew Weldon as our mosquito control director. July 2025 to December 2025 at the same price.
Motion.
Motion by David. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion carried.
All right, the next one is requesting board approval to enter into a land lease agreement with Danny Rawls for the 95 acres off of Prison Road or by the end of the mile stretch. For $225 per acre for a yearly total of $2,565.
Motion.
The motion by Daniel.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion?
Yeah. In that lease, it is going to be wrote in there, and Danny knows this. I talked with Danny. That if we get a business, we'll give him X amount of time, six months. Because we all know how this works. Other than we've worked on almost 2 years.
Yes, sir.
Yep. He does know that he has to move.
Yes, sir.
And he's aware of this.
It's going to be under the contract, right?
Yeah.
In the lease.
In the lease.
Yes.
We negotiated the price with him because they're going to go in there and do a lot of underbrushing and clearing and cleaning for us, so it's beneficial to us.
And fixing stuff.
Fixing the things, so we...
Yep.
I think it's a good move.
Anybody else? Got a motion for a second? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion carried.
And I also had written on here before Mark had suggested the health department using, but if the health department was to fall through for that Dr. Stone, I want to get permission to use the library for a second alternate place. I've got Miss Sandy, and she's good with it if we need.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to run that by you all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also, it's been mentioned about Department of Health having a meet and greet tomorrow from 9:30 to 11:30. And also, we have our LMS meeting coming up at the OC on Wednesday, May the 7th from... And the next thing is we had our first policy and procedure meeting yesterday.
Went very well.
A lot of good topics brought up. We got a lot of suggestions coming to the table for adding and deleting things in the policy. And we will have our next one on Monday, May 5th at 3 p.m. We're moving through it. We should get through it pretty quick. We'll bring back some changes for you all to look into for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that's all I have. That's your
turn. Thank you, Mr. John.
Yes, sir.
Good job, John. Ms. Shana?
Just to update y'all a little bit, we got a copy of a lawsuit, which a criminal lawsuit. We are victims in that lawsuit. I talked to Ms. Brenda about this. There was a gentleman, from what it appears from the paperwork, of course, you know, he's not convicted yet, but it appears that he tried to pass a county check. He has been arrested. This case has been handled in Hernando County. The state attorney has reached out wanting to know what our damages are. I've talked to Ms. Brenda. It does appear that the check was caught before it came through. It's very new case. Just come about. I just got it and just reached out to Miss Brenda here in the last day or so. I told her about it passing one day, and I talked to her a little bit more about it today. Just make the county aware that did happen.
How much for the check you tried to pass?
$1,800. I've called the state attorney that's handling it. I called her yesterday. She's not got back with me. It appears that it was probably a vendor check that went out that he got hands on somehow and attempted to push it through the bank, and a teller caught it. And they reported it, and Hernando County did arrest him. He is sitting down in their jail, my understanding.
That sounds like that's where he needs to be.
Is there anything that we need to do to make sure that we, if we as a victim, I want to press, we don't want to let this go through?
Right, yes. And that's what I've called the state attorney about, to let her know that as the victims, we do want to proceed.
Yes.
They have Ms. Brenda down as one of their witnesses because she'll speak to the fact, the financing. I'm sure if it goes to trial, I anticipate looking at what I can see from this guy's history and stuff, I anticipate he'll probably accept a plea at some point. He does have history. So that being said, I'll keep y'all in the loop as it goes forward. But the Board of County Commissioners was listed as the victim, of course. So we were notified, and of course we can always do a victim statement if we need to at some point. I anticipate the state attorney may ask for that. If they do, I'll make sure and get with y'all and get prepared that, you know, we do wish to pursue and seek, you know. But we don't really have any damages, I don't think, that we can request. I mean, we could possibly ask for some wages where they might have had to do some research on it, but I think that would still be pretty nominal as far as damages.
We got defamation of character for $1,800. They could have got us on a bounce check, so we need to countersue them for that also. About $18
million. Is any blood in that?
I'm going to add a few more to that truck later. But, yeah.
You've been talking to Dan on TV, ain't you?
I think it was in Citrus, actually, down there around Dunellen, I think is where the accident actually occurred, but all of that falls in Hernando County, right in there somehow. I'm not a geographical person, so I'll defer to that, but it appears that he did go into a bank down there, and the teller, most likely it was...
The teller called us, like they called us, asked for us, and pulled us up right then, and we had already wrote that check to a vendor for a different amount, but we could verify that it was fraudulent.
I truly believe, I don't care if we had two pennies in it. He should, because you had to redo all this. That vendor had to wait on his money.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank goodness, the vendor had already passed the check. We don't know where this guy came in contact with that check, but that original check had already cleared the bank. We don't know where he got a hold of it.
A lot of people... Some businesses now, you could actually take a picture with your phone of a check. Then it's the bank, and they would deposit it, and you just track the check.
Mm-hmm.
And it has not been processed or anything. If they get a hold of one of them, that's how they're doing.
They called us while he was in, and they detained him at that moment when they called us.
Did y'all have any time in this?
We
other than the phone call?
Yeah, we just, like, pulled it up really quick, checked our bank, and then... Check
where we
actually
paid
an accounts payable. I mean, it took us about
10 minutes,
but we
shut down.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Anything else, Shayla?
No, sir. Everything else is proceeding.
Appreciate you. Ms. Barbie?
I don't have much. It's been mentioned to me before, and I don't know who's in charge of it, but it was mentioned to me this morning at the ceremony at the National Day of Prayer about the flag. Who's in charge of replacing the flag? Because it looks awful.
You mean I'll scratch that off my list?
Oh, you had to.
No, but yes. John, get us a new flag.
No. It's been mentioned to me a couple times. It happened. We have a meeting today. I'll bring it up. So, that's all I had, Brenda.
Don and I were supposed to have a meeting yesterday morning, but things kind of fell apart in their world. But I just kind of want to touch base about budget. That time again, the term officially starts July 1st. We definitely will have some switch meetings in September as soon as I get container or not allowed to go anywhere in September. Y'all are mine in September. We kind of need a little bit of direction going into this. Like, we're ready to start. I've already had my EMS and fire pick up their budget work. So, like, we're ready to go ahead and get started and get on things.
we probably are not going to have revenue until like late July, August, but we want to go ahead and start working on at least our expenditures, kind of see where we're at. If y'all have any ideas, you're more than welcome to stop by finance, call me, let Don or Roy know, just so we can kind of get our heads around everything. We need to know about raises, what you guys plan on doing that, how involved you want to be. If you want me to let you know when we're having meetings, so if y'all want to designate one person to come in, you know, my office is open for y'all, so I want y'all to be a part of it as much as you want to. I just kind of need a little bit of direction of where you guys would like to see the budget, so you can think about it. Don't think too long, because we're ready to get started. And constitutional officers, those budgets are due June 1st. Once we get those, do y'all want to kind of look at those, see if you want to do any cuts or you're just going to approve what they send in? Just a little bit of direction. So you guys maybe can have to look at it.
We're going to have to look at it.
Here's with me if you want, just so we kind of know what your heart is for this budget too.
Has Robbie got any kind of inkling about what he thinks the revenues coming in is going to be versus?
No, sir, not to my knowledge.
Yeah, versus what we lost.
Right. So, I mean, I'm looking for revenue to go down a little bit, but I don't know. So I just know we need to be careful and we're not like a, you know,
there's
an abundance of money there. But I just need some direction. I mean, there's equipment that we need. We just kind of need to know where you want us to go and how
somebody,
you want to be.
I'd like to set up a workshop on the raw sites and the rock pit, because that's going to mean that's a pretty good chunk of monies right there if we get something worked out in those areas where it would save the county some money, which
right.
would help
and
with the budget.
And if that's something y'all are looking for, I mean, we definitely need to work on budget and that versus, you know, I mean, and I know it's only a couple months away, but it's a busy couple months. I mean, we're still trying to finish audit. Like, we're not done with our audit yet. So we're in the middle of all of it right now.
On the raise side, we've done $1 a year for the last multiple years, which we've got to continue that.
Okay.
So I definitely want to continue that side of the raises.
Okay.
I can't remember what we've done, but didn't we do something a little different with the department heads?
I think we did $2.
Yeah, one and two.
Yeah. To kind of stick with that if we can,
okay.
And then if we need to trim department heads, which there are not that many of them.
Okay. All right. Well, we're probably going to start scheduling some meetings next week just with the county manager's office, Barbie, and Chris Barbie, kind of get our heads wrapped around everything, and probably start getting in with department heads.
Okay.
So just you guys let me know, but please feel free to reach out and call me. If y'all have my cell phone number, if you don't, I'll give it to you, or you call me in my office. We just want y'all to be involved as much as you want to be involved, but thank y'all for trusting me in this process. And if y'all can think of anything,
mm-hmm.
just let us know. I just want to thank Mr. John for having Ms. Tammy go in the policy and procedure, because there is a lot of things in there that are related to the finance side as far as payroll, that is very gray, and we need a little bit more black and white. So I believe that she's able to bring a lot of knowledge.
She brought a lot to us. She did.
She's great in that department, because things are, you know, we need it black and white. We need to do it the same every time, and that's not the case, because it's just the way that you read the policy. So we want to just thank y'all for letting us be a part of
it. She had a list.
Yes, I knew she was. That's why I said y'all need
it. It was very valuable, too. We thank her very much for coming.
But do you guys have anything for me or for finance?
Just tighten that belt.
I'm trying. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
County Commissioner Adams, Daniel?
Yeah, I got a couple things on here for John. The canal at Hinton Landing, we need to get that thing cleaned out. There's trees and stuff blowed down in it, and them guys is trying to go in and out fishing. And
okay.
I don't know if we need to get
from masks to go ahead and do it, or things like that.
Moving that debris out of that water right there, you go out to get with water bags. I remember one time at Garnto, Daddy them got in a pickle without checking with them about doing some of that stuff.
All right, we'll find out on that, John. And a little bug was living in that grass that they was taking out that needed to be there. I remember.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. Well, I'm going to say
it's storm debris. It's storm debris. So
yeah.
There's also
the man mentioned about that same landing of a bunch of grass and stuff that's all banked up in that area. That weed stuff growing where they normally fish. And
yeah.
That was probably what they was wanting cleaned out, wasn't it, Daniel?
Yep. And need some speed limit signs on 312th Avenue in Old Town.
It may help slow some of
people down, but we at least need to have them up there.
I had also, I think it's your district, Daniel, someone mentioned about putting some bumps on the road going into the Swanee Bell, that they're using that as a speedway going in and out of there.
Yeah, check on that too then, John.
Remember, we don't want speed bumps.
Rumble strips.
That's a Lime Rock road. That's the only thing we'd be able to put in.
They pretty much
plastic.
Lime Rock.
Don't be able to put rumble strips on that Lime Rock. You got to put it on asphalt. We ain't got the money to pay the road.
True. Well, just dig a ditch across. Man.
Anyway, you. Anything else?
No, I'm good. That was
Mark?
Three things. I'm gonna ask Miss Karen to come up and talk about our horseshoe cleanup coming up. And then I'm gonna break the bad news to her that I got another thing also that same day.
There's lots going on. Our next cleanup for Cross City Restoring the New, we're going to Horseshoe Beach. Maybe some of you have already heard about that on May 10th, which is a busy Saturday. But this is that morning to pack that down. All the way around as far as it goes. May 10th, 9 to 12 is the day we had decided and talked about cleaning up horseshoes. We were about 9 o'clock at the cattle gap, I'm thinking, and headed out towards the roll-off spot there, so a mile or two. We really would like our county people, and you guys have been so good to show up with Cross City, so our mayor made a request to our city council people to show up as well there. But I'm making a personal request to each of our board members to come that day. It is going to be some bigger debris this time versus what we typically pick up around Cross City. Cross City Restore New has been donated some really heavy-duty gloves, so we have about 12 or 15 pairs of those. If anybody needs them, you all are, of course, invited, and I'll hand out some of these flyers to you as well if you want that, just for a reminder. But Saturday, May 10th, 9 to 12, I know that evening is the Education Foundation Scholarship Night, right? So that's important. That's like at 6 p.m., though, and then there's, I guess, some other. There's always lots of things going on in Dixie County, honestly. So that.
I'm saying the CARES dinner that same night.
Okay.
Tonight.
CARES dinner's
tonight.
And the FFA banquet at the same time. Yeah.
Tonight.
Ms. Kay McAllister asked me to remind everyone about, is it called the Cowboy Country Festival that Dale Herring's putting on this weekend? What are the hours for that?
9 to 4, I believe.
Okay. I think so. So a reminder for that, that is this weekend. Also, I want to give a shout out to Central Florida Electric because they do so much for our county and our city. They're always partnering with us in different areas. Their annual meeting is at that also.
The only other thing is the football team is putting something on. Daniel, do you have any clue what's going on with them Saturday besides me cooking hamburgers and hot dogs?
No, I don't know.
Anyway,
my son's on the team. I'm not sure. I don't know. Slip me there.
We got that football team's putting something on at 12 o'clock, so Karen and I will have to leave by 10. We can get the hamburgers and hot dogs done for them. And scholarship that night, she mentioned that also. Yeah. I think it's at 6. So I think that's all I got. Had FFA banquet dinner tonight and CARES dinner at the same time. I think some of y'all's going to FFA, and I know me and Jamie's going to CARES. And CARES with Roy, and John's going the other way.
My daughter's a senior, and she's the president of FFA, so I have to be.
Yeah. Always something going on.
Have to be to that. Yeah, your daughter.
I'm going to CARES. That's all I got. Maybe, hopefully. If I ain't going to cut trees. David?
Yes. John, I appreciate everything you've been doing down there with the concrete bridge and trying to get the dredging done down there. Man, push them. It needs to be done. I thank you. And Ryan and Miss Van Arnum, Karen, hopefully pretty soon y'all be nice and joyful at a donut shop. I think that's really going to happen.
Well, so
just cross your fingers.
A1C level.
Everything's working well so far.
Good.
And I thank you all for helping.
Yes, sir.
That's all I have.
Jay?
Mr. Bailey, I want to thank you and everyone in your little group on the 95th and 96th. I know it's been 4 or 5 years we've been working on this, and I know it's getting a little bit closer to getting that taken care of for our citizens, and they've been pushing me, and look, it's going to happen, we just got to be patient, so thank you very much. And Mr. John, I want to say thank you for all the hard work that you and Roy, and make sure you tell Roy I said this, just like, you know, what Roy did a while ago, he's on it. Before we ask him, he's on it. He's on it, he got it. So thank you, and thank you, Ms. Martha, for keeping both of them pretty well in line. And that's it.
Also, too, Commissioner Story, remember I told you that the cleaning crew were going to be in the canals in Cross City in a couple of weeks.
Yes. And we me and Mr. John went a little riding earlier this week, and we're getting all our canals and ditches cleaned out. They're up there in First District now. We still got some more on the main canal going through the hammock, all the way to the river. Yeah, that's going to get done. Then, probably, I think, the next 3-4 weeks, I'm going to be up there in the middle of Cross City cleaning up all these ditches and canals going to Belly Deep, and probably some that ain't been
cleaned
in a very, very, very long time. So it's going to help the Cross City area and just get that water out of here if we ever do have a flood.
I want to thank everybody in the county that does, you know, everybody does a lot of stuff to help the county keep the small county moving without ever mentioning or a lot of people knowing what they've done. But some of us up here do realize there's people working behind us taking care of stuff for us. And I just want to thank y'all for everything that everybody does. Also, I'd like to get someone to bring up a motion on getting a workshop on the Garnto Springs Park on the pricing of the campers. I thought we'd already handled that and getting something set up where they can pre-register to use those facilities.
15th is... Or
and maybe we can work on the other parks on pricing them at the same time, but we need to go up to $10 to something to try at least break even.
Are you good?
The EDC's been looking into that really hard.
Are you good with the 15th?
Morning, how y'all sit?
What is it? Talk to Miss Kay.
We have a meeting already set up prior to that meeting.
Sooner the better.
Who what?
Michelle.
Miss Shelley and Miss Kay have been working on it. They come. We talked about some stuff that happened to come up. They have some practice and done some research on other counties and what they're charging. I would recommend that we kind of stay in line with that. I think it was $20-something. What do you remember, Shelley, exactly what it was?
Somewhere around
$30. Okay. So somewhere around $30, $35 a night for camping.
We could probably handle it.
Is what most
Me personally, I don't think the county should be in competition with the people out there that's in the business.
No, not that we're talking about other parks.
Heart Spring,
those type of places. Not your trailer parks. And I don't think that is too much when you go to figuring they're getting electricity and everything else. And if $30 a night,
I guess what I was trying to say, Shane, if you go to a facility in the county that is servicing RVs and they're charging $55 a night for them to park there, I don't think the county should come in and do cheaper than what they're doing.
But you're missing, there's two sides of the story. The people that's coming into our county, yes, you can't charge them a different rate than what you can. A regular county citizen don't go to RV park. They go to these places. And we've done that one time before, and I'm telling you, it's a daggum nightmare. But I get what you're saying, 100%. But the people that's coming into our county, yes, if we could charge them $100 a night, I'd be good with that. But the average person who's taking their family out for a weekend at Shirt Island, you can't discriminate against them. They're our local taxpayers. They're going to get charged that same rate. So you got to be careful on...
Along them same lines, I'm not sure. The counties don't need to be making a profit, but we got to break even.
I agree with that.
How come we couldn't have a resident and non-resident tax?
Because let me tell y'all why.
Okay.
You listen, I'll tell you.
I mean, Georgia does it to us every time we go fishing in Georgia.
I know, but Georgia, all of our stuff is fixed with federal money. Right? Who pays federal taxes?
Everybody.
So you can't discriminate because everybody pays federal taxes. Everybody has the right to use that boat ramp. So state taxes
we're not
are the same way.
Well, we're not charging them to use the boat ramp. We're talking about camper park. They ain't got nothing to do with the boat ramp.
99.9% of your people, if they pull a daggum camper up there, they're going to use that boat ramp.
That's correct, but we had talked about putting stickers, having to get stickers for the boat ramp parking, and we've never done that because of that ramp. It doesn't say they're not using that.
We are working on a project that will do all that, and we're putting it together.
What would be getting a workshop together, what would be a date awesome. Good with y'all?
Let's just...
We need to talk to Kate.
Yeah.
And take her schedule.
We already got a workshop on that day, so let's give them some time.
Yeah.
Then we'll schedule.
We're working on that. We're going to the parks and take...
And there,
thank you.
There will be a program and everything where you could go on. I don't
know. We get with her talk, we'll get with John.
And like I said before, when Horseshoe was up and running... And they were getting charged $10 a night. When those 7 or 8 spots filled up, they were going right across the street to the marina and paying $55. They're going to pay it.
And on being able to pre-register, I mean, if someone's trying to plan a vacation for their family and it's first come, first serve, there's no way you can pre-plan to use one of these county parks for your family. You've got to have some way that our citizens can know that they're going to have that spot at that time frame.
I have to help one training. I have to pay. If I don't show up, I'm still paying.
It's no different.
Say, well, I changed my mind, and then I've got a spot blocked. But I need to know I have a place to go. So I didn't agree with
that. If you walk through that door right there, it says private, no exit. And look at, and ask Miss Helen, she'll give you the Trail Rider book. It's booked a year in advance to the day. I promise you that. No different. I agree with what Jody's saying 100%. But the price wise, you better be careful on there. Let's let them do some homework. Let them do some research, and we'll go from there. So y'all tell us when y'all ready, and we'll set a workshop up.
There you go. And again, I appreciate everything that the citizens and people does to help this county, just like y'all doing, trying to get some numbers together on the campsite. We got anybody from the public? Yes, ma'am. You come forth to the podium and state your name, please.
Rhonda Nobles, I'm from Horseshoe Beach, and I'd like to know about the canal dredging. Where are we at with that, and do we have a start date?
As far as I know, I don't have anything that's still in the... can you address that, John?
Yes, sir. We submitted the permit application to DEP and Army Corps. Both entities asked for additional information, questions. We responded. DEP satisfied them, and we're still...
So you're waiting on approval through Army Corps to move forward. So that's, if you can make the phone calls in that area, that's where we're holding now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments? The motion to adjourn.
Motion.
A motion by Mark, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. How's that?
Good. Good job. Good job.